Welcome to the Law of Attraction Traction, Quantum Consciousness Connection and Creation with my mom, holistic psychotherapist Corinne Bierfeld. Corinne has worked in private practice for over 20 years and has witnessed miraculous recoveries treating those who've experienced trauma. Trauma stored in the body can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. When unconscious, programs and traumas are accessed and released, negative core beliefs and maladaptive behaviors can be permanently reprogrammed. Dive deeper into the Law of Attraction and go beyond whatever is blocking you from the life you want with Corinne Bierfeld. The Law of Attraction Traction starts right now.
Wow, I love every time I hear that introduction. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to do this show with Corinne. Corinne, we have a great show today. So great to have you here.
Yeah, excited to be here. Hi.
Look, so let's get at it. How do we build traction? And I love that you're doing, and I just want to be clear for everybody, the Law of Attraction Traction. And there's a very good reason why we're talking about this. You know, give folks a sense of today as we look at how do we build traction in creating our dreams. Let's just take a step back to what we talked about last week and really talk about why the Law of Attraction per se has not worked for so many people.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So I would think that anybody who's watching the show today probably already has a pretty good grasp on what the Law of Attraction is, which is this idea that, you know, our thoughts create our reality in a sense. So what we're thinking on a daily basis, what we're feeling, creates a state that people, we tend to live in, and our dominant thoughts and dominant feelings tend to really show up in our external world and kind of be a reflection of, you know, what's going on in our mind. So, my guess is that anybody who's tuning in today and saw the title of the show already probably has a pretty firm grasp on what the Law of Attraction is. And what we're going to be talking about is just more like, why does that not seem to work for everybody? So, I mean, that's what I'm excited to talk to you about today. That's kind of what I do in my practice as I work with clients, is what is it that causes people to not be able to manifest what they are trying to manifest in their lives? What causes them to block or sabotage their dreams?
Yeah. I mean, and what is the end result of that? Frustration, right? to say
sure,
the least.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. Frustration, disappointment. I know for myself, when I used to try to apply these principles and wasn't getting results, I just thought like, you know, I'm just not doing this right. There's something wrong with me. You know, those kind of thoughts.
I think it's the there's something wrong with me thing that hit people, right? You know, and this is part of what you're talking about here today, because part of this is the work you do to help people understand that we are really an electromagnetic field, that a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
And that, you know, neuroscientists have really brought to light what some of the real secrets are, right?
Yes.
To this.
Yes, that we are vibrational beings. And what's interesting is that some neuroscientists estimate we have anywhere between 60 and 80,000 thoughts a day. Those are a lot of thoughts if you think about it. So, you know, what tends to happen, I think, for a lot of people is we get addicted to thinking certain thoughts, you know, like the same thoughts that we had yesterday, we might think about today, worry about the future, we might be stewing on things that happened in the past, instead of it really being super focused on what is it we're trying to create in our lives.
This is, first of all, it's exciting that what you're talking about is, and I just can't say this enough, and I really would love to hear, you know, how you've learned this in working with your clients, because the Law of Attraction, that, and then traction. And the Law of Attraction is as if it's a one-time event, like going to the dentist, right? Oh my God, forget it. I got to take that back. Going to the dentist, not a one-time event.
No, no.
But you understand what I mean.
Coming up soon, actually.
Yeah, it's like we think about the Law of Attraction, but we forget that with energy and impulses, we need to have a momentum. Isn't that traction?
Yes. So absolutely. The momentum comes from what we are thinking and feeling on a consistent basis. So in other words, what the dominant thoughts and feelings are day after day. So somebody might be attempting to create something new in their life or manifest something. I know I did this. And, you know, like when I was in my 20s, I did a lot of positive affirmations, and I would spend 5 or 10 minutes and I'd visualize what I wanted to create. And I would try to feel that in my body. But then what would happen is the rest of the day, if I was really honest with myself, I would probably find that I was having a lot more thoughts of worry or self-doubt or fear or questioning whether it was really going to manifest. So that's where what I excited to talk about today comes in, because the piece that took me a long time to really understand is that we have, you know, our conscious part of the mind, which is what, when we're doing positive affirmations, it's the conscious mind that's like, okay, I want to make changes. I want to create this, you know, this, whatever new thing it is in my life, a new relationship or more money or a career or better health. That would be the conscious mind saying, this is what I want to do. But then we also have a much bigger part of our mind, which is our subconscious mind. And that is really kind of like the driving force that most people don't realize has so much to do with what we end up attracting, how we show up in relationships, how we respond, how we interact. And that our unconscious thoughts and beliefs, those tend to come more from, a lot of it comes from upbringing. So by the time, you know, we're 35, we have a tremendous amount of unconscious beliefs and conclusions that are stored in our subconscious mind that most of the time we're not even aware we're carrying. But those fuel the thoughts that we're having every day, yeah, much more than our conscious mind does. So it's almost like if you had a computer... I'm not a techie person, so I'm like, oh, do I even use this analogy?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Go ahead. Come on. If I can use the dentist, you can use the computer.
Okay. So, yeah, because like, I really don't know that much about computers, but I know a tiny little bit. So the analogy would be like, you know, if you're talking about a computer and you download an app, right? The app would be the small, tiny part of the mind that's the conscious mind. And when you're on the app, it seems like that's the whole thing. But really, what's driving the app would be all of the hardware, the programming behind the computer, right? So there's like the hard drive and this, right? So the subconscious mind is more like what we would call the hard drive of the computer. And that is so much more vast and so much more complicated. And sometimes like not nearly as easy to access as the conscious mind. But when the, you know, the people that are the programmers that know how to get in there, they can do amazing, wonderful, miraculous things with the computer and also with any apps that, you know, you want to work with. So what I do with clients as I work in my practice is I help them understand, like, if they're really wanting to make permanent shifts in their life, talking about it and just doing positive affirmations or just talking about what happened to us when we were growing up is not going to cut it, because you're just staying in the conscious part of the mind. And that isn't going to create the deep internal shift that we need to get to.
I love that you're talking about this. I want to make sure everybody knows Corinne is a licensed professional clinical counselor and been in private practice. I love that she gets to say, I'm a holistic therapist, been there for 20 years. I love that you're able to say that. And the reason I love that is because it is a life path and a calling. And it, in order for one to step forward in that, you not only have to talk about the law of attraction, but you have to live it. See, there's no... hiding. And I love the computer analogy, and I'd love for you to talk to this next point too.
Great.
About the fact that you just described a system.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we get that realization, and never been able to get it on my own, I've always had to work with people. I have coaches now.
Sure.
Because we don't see ourselves very well. We could tell the same childhood story 100 times and it would not get to what is that underneath of holding us back, does it?
It does not. Okay. So thank you. I love that question. Thank you. So what I try to do as when I'm working in my practice with clients, and I'll tell people, you know, I can try to explain this to you, but it's like trying to almost explain like the color yellow to a blind person. You can try, but until you have the actual experience of it, you can only get so far. So I'm going to do the best I can to explain this cognitively, so people at least have some kind of a foundation for what I'm saying. And then I was thinking maybe towards the end, we could just do a quick little, like even a 5-minute demonstration so that the listeners can experience more of the shift that I'm talking about. So the whole idea with the subconscious mind is that so much of what happens as we're growing up gets stored internally. And especially when we're dealing with experiences that have like an intense emotional impact. So could be traumatic experience. It could be like one big event, or it could be like even, you know, like say a child is maybe all their physical needs are being met and they're not being abused, but they grow up in a family where there's emotional neglect, or they grow up in a family where there's not a lot of money, or, you know, so it doesn't have to be like just one day, one big thing happens. More of the time, it's like these subtle messages that occur over the course of a person's upbringing. Yeah. So if they grow up in a family where there's neglect, let's say, the child doesn't have the ability to go, you know, my parents aren't meeting my emotional needs. There must be something going on with my parents. And I'm not knocking anybody's parents, because, you know, trauma just gets passed generation to generation. But what a child will do automatically is, because children are naturally more self-centered until about the age of 12, you know, everything is about them. A child will say, I'm not getting my emotional needs met. There must be something wrong with me. You know, something must be going. So when that happens, the unconscious belief that forms is there's something wrong with me, or I'm not enough, or I'm not good enough the way I am. If they grew up in a family where there's not a lot of money, they might internalize beliefs around money's never, you know, life is hard, life is a struggle. So then when you become an adult and you, let's say you're trying to create money through practicing the concepts of the law of attraction, you can say, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wealthy. But if the subconscious program that you've internalized from the time you were young is life is hard, life is a struggle, there's never enough, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you're going to have a deep internal sense of lack, just like the child that grows up in a family where there's maybe an emotional neglect and believes there's something wrong with me, I'm never enough. What's going to happen is in relationships, they're going to attract people that reflect those beliefs back. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If you want to know what's going on in your subconscious mind, you kind of just have to look at what's going on around you in your life, and your life is a reflection of that. So, and I don't say that from a place, like, I think we always want to have a, come from a place of like compassion and empathy for ourselves, you know? So when I'm talking to people in my practice, it's just more like, okay, so we don't want to, it's not about judging ourselves for what we've mm-hmm. created. It's right. more just like saying, let's look at what is it that is showing up, and we can use that as an access point, a gateway to get to the subconscious, to go to the source of where these beliefs first formed, so that we can start to heal them. And then when you can do that, it does create more of a permanent shift.
Yeah. I love that we're talking about this, because I think each of us has our own story that we can point to about exactly mm-hmm. what you said, only because in my case, I worked with a therapist, you know, when I had my job loss after 25 years, I worked with someone to help me understand why I thought that I'd never earn money again, when there wasn't anything in my history that pointed to that. And, you know, now fast forward to where we are, right? Because you can have that epiphany of that moment, that awakening in the moment. But one of the things that's always been missing, for me at least, from the conversation of law of attraction is how to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, how to keep the momentum going. And you call that traction.
Yes. Right. So I think, so what we're talking about then, from my perspective on how do you keep it going and how do you build traction, I think so much of this is about removing the blocks, the parts where we would block ourselves from having what we say we want. So in other words, I think most people that are listening are going to already understand this part, that, you know, the highest reality, we do live in an infinite universe. Like, there is an infinite supply. There is an abundance available to us. That's our natural state. So if we're not experiencing that, it's not because it's not available to us. It's because on some level somewhere, we're blocking. We're like, the flow is blocked. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so what I was, you know, trying to say earlier is that what I found is that when, you know, as we're growing up, when we have certain negative core beliefs that we have learned through family of origin, school, whatever, peers, like messages that we've internalized, what happens is it's the beliefs that we form, but also there are usually intense feelings that go with the beliefs. So it's almost like the feelings and the beliefs are locked together. The feelings keep the beliefs in place and they get stored in our body unconsciously. So it's like you get a negative belief, I'm not enough, money's not, you know, life is hard, negative feeling that goes with it, fear, unworthiness, sadness, whatever it is, locked in the body and then pushed out of conscious awareness. But we're going through life and that's like the virus and the hardware program that keeps showing up in our life. So in order to build traction, the first thing we need to do is access the viruses, like get to the parts where there's access the nuggets and the blocks and clear those. And that's not always easy because it means, you know, it takes a willingness to be to turn yep. toward and lean into parts of ourselves that are holding pain. And who wants to feel pain? Like, I know I never do. I've been doing my own work 20 years. I never want to. As a matter of fact, some days I'm like, I'm like, how do my clients do this? It's so hard to feel pain. It's so far, you know, like I don't want to do it. But I know that the result, if I can, it's like a temporary, like I'll say, okay, it sucks to feel pain, but it's a temporary suckiness as opposed to I'm going to avoid the pain and the unconscious pain and negative beliefs are going to just run my life the rest of my life. So it's more of a choice to say, I'm going to lean in, let myself go there for a temporary period, let it be more intense, allow myself to have whatever emotional release needs to happen, whether it's crying or, you know, like with anger, we're like usually hitting things or yelling into a pillow or whatever we need to do, get the emotion out. And then once you have the emotional release, then you can go to the negative beliefs that are formed and then they become much more malleable. So yeah. Instead of trying to say positive affirmations 100 times a day, and if you don't, you can do that. And if you don't get to the negative belief that's unconscious, that's stored, it's always going to come up and sabotage and win in the end.
Yeah.
But when you get there, like access it, feel it, release the feelings connected, you know, get to the child part that's holding the belief, bring some comfort and soothe that child part. Then you can, then that's like getting into the hardware part of the computer. And you can change the belief. And when you change the belief at the source from the time that it was formed, it becomes totally permanent. Mm-hmm. It's like magic. It's mm-hmm. amazing. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about whether I should share this one example. It's a little bit like PG-13, but I doubt there are any kids watching the show and they should be in school. So, you know, whether they're on your time zone or my time zone. So this was just such a really powerful example. That happened with a client, you know, that had come to me. So I'm going to go ahead and just talk about it for a minute. She'd come to me. She had been struggling with infertility for about 10 years. So she, you know, they had got married in their mid to late 20s. By the time she came to me, she was later 30s. And she'd been to a lot of, you know, like infertility treatments over the years because her dream was that she really wanted to have a child, have a baby. And, so what I helped her do is I explained to her the same thing that I've just explained to you, which is like, okay, we need to access the unconscious stuff and see what's going on here. And there's this whole field of energy psychology that helps you do that. There's all these different approaches within that field that help you access the unconscious. And so what we did was, you know, I helped her get in touch with where that the problem of the infertility was really coming from. And so she went back to a time when she was a child, where she had been sexually abused. And it was so interesting because, and this is the part that's, I don't know what the rules are with Facebook Live, but I'm going to say it. There was an orange, there was a cup that had her abuser's sperm in it. And when she came out of the session, she said, "Oh my gosh, we were the last treatment we went to, the doctor handed me my husband's sperm as we're walking in to do the artificial insemination and said, hold this." And she made such a powerful connection. The belief she had formed was, "I don't want anything to do with what's in that cup. I don't want anything to do with what's in that cup." Yeah. And that belief was so powerful and so deep that for, you know, she wasn't able to get pregnant for like 10 years. So we only did 3 or 4 sessions. And she was able to clear a lot of the pain and the trauma around the sexual abuse experience. And then she said to me, "You know, I'm just going to take a break. I'm done with trying infertility treatments." And sure enough, next month, pregnant after 10 years of trying. So it can be that powerful. Like it can be that intense. That her body, you know, like that's just an example of how it can manifest physically.
And our beliefs. Yeah. And one of the things you're talking about, that is such a powerful example. You know, part of this is ultimately helping clear the pathway to true happiness and fulfillment, isn't it?
Yes. I think so. As we keep doing the work, my perspective is, happiness and fulfillment is our natural birthright. Like it is our natural state, but the traumas that I was talking about, it's like they cover over our natural state. So the more we do the work to clear those, the more we just inherently move into a state of happiness, more calm, more sense of peace and fulfillment. Mm. Yeah. It's how we're meant to live naturally. But we're just like, I think I said this before, like we're kind of gunked up. We need to clear out the gunk so that we can be in our heart more of the time.
Yeah, boy, I built a whole brand around that. It's called crust busting.
Yes.
Because of my personal state. I mean, that's where I was in that personal state, but I didn't know this. You know, I know that we're coming up on the half hour, and I know that this is a powerful, powerful topic, but you also, you know, you're building a base of knowledge for people and sharing information that even when you get to that point, that awareness, you know, there is a next step. That next step is making sure we keep that traction. We keep moving forward. Because sometimes, isn't it true that once you uncover that one thing underneath, there may be something else?
Oh, there's layers. We're all like, we have many, many, many layers, all of us.
So I want to just make sure that people know how to find out more about you. And I'd love to know what your personal message is, you know, and what this experience is of understanding about these beliefs that will help us build up momentum in achieving what we want.
Okay. So as far as how to reach me, my website is just my name, which is KorenBierfeldt.com, KorenBierfeldt.com. And there's information on there about my practice. And, you know, I knew you were going to ask this as one of like the final question of what would be a message that I have for people today. And I gave it some thought, and I, you know what I was thinking I would like to leave people with today, as far as this idea of, trying to, I think sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves. And so my message, I guess, today would just be that for people who are struggling, that you've been trying to create the life that you want, if you're finding that you're having, you know, a hard time with that, to just be gentle, be gentle and be compassionate with yourself. And if you are having a hard time being gentle, then just say that you're willing to be compassionate with yourself. Because I find that the more we can come from that kind of place, like we're all on, it's, you know, life is hard. It's a hard journey sometimes. And so the more we can just come from a place of compassion, patience with ourselves, with this journey that we're on, it's paradoxically, a lot of times that will help us to move forward faster and to manifest more quickly whatever it is we're trying to manifest.
Yeah, I love that we learn from what you just said. And, you know, when you have that moment of clarity, or you have that moment where the light bulb goes on, you're eager to get more of it. Corinne, thank you so much for today. Thank you for
a
great show. And we'll be back with more of the Law of Attraction Traction next time with Corinne Bierfeld. Everybody, we're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, more from TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Thanks for joining the Law of Attraction Traction with host my mom, Corinne Bierfeld. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio and learn how you can heal from the traumas and conditions you thought were impossible. Get inspired to pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. To learn more about Corinne and her and the services she provides as holistic psychotherapist, visit her website at corinnebierfeld.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.